You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Brian Rashog. Shog, are you seeing True Romance? Christian Slater?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have, but I can't remember what it's about or if I liked it or not. It's pretty old, right?
Yes, 1993.
Yeah, I mean, the one from him that we all remember is that other one I can't remember the name of. It was like the radio. He had a podcast like back in the day or something. Like, what was that one called?
What are you talking about? I don't even know. This is your struts right now? You're just
no, I remember. Hang on, Randine will know. She loves Christian Slater. Randine, what's the name of the Christian Slater movie?
Oh,
the famous
God.
One. He was on the radio.
Oh, man.
Pump up the volume. There you go.
Pump up the volume. Oh, there you go. Nice. I don't think I've seen
Remember that. He was running like a rogue radio station or something and like, remember?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, it was like peak Christian Slater.
All right.
Anyway, I really liked him in, what was the Western that I can't remember the name of? This is terrible radio.
Let's just move on right now.
No, he was in the Western. He played a good character in the Western with
Don. He was in Don Rider, I think.
No, I'll find it. It was like remember the theme song was like down and down and a dan 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 down and down and a dan dan down.
Well, he wasn't in. Are you talking Young Guns 2?
Wasn't he in a Young Guns?
Well, the second one, but not the first one.
You sure?
Yes.
I'm checking his IMDb here.
I know he was in the second one.
I think he might have been in both, wasn't he?
I don't think. Well, if he was in the first one, it was in a massively small role.
Alexa, was Christian Slater in Young Blood?
God. I'm going to kill you right now.
Oh, no, Young Guns. Oops. No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry, I asked that wrong.
Yeah, it's Young Guns, too.
Think anyone's still listening? Probably not, eh? This is awful. You want me to just go?
We'll restart again.
Don't charge our sponsors for today's segment. How about that?
What did you make of the Oilers' effort on Saturday night?
I don't know, buddy. I thought the effort was okay. Like, I don't think they were skating around dogging it out there. Like, Vegas is a good team, and they push you, and they were playing behind a bunch. So, I don't know. A couple that Skinner would have liked back, though I'm not going to lay it on him. And they were fighting from behind. You know, they took it to overtime against a pretty darn good team that's playing really well right now. I thought they were okay effort-wise. Some mistakes and some structure stuff. But, I mean, you get to 3-on-3 like that, and, you know, one bad structural situation there with Evander Kane. They could have easily pulled 2 points out of that game. So, I don't know. I'm not going to criticize their effort. What do you think?
No, I didn't mind their effort. I just thought, you know, they made – now, hey, every team makes mistakes.
Yeah.
But the defensive miscues, Nugent Hopkins on the back check on the Marchessault goal, and then Evander Kane – like had like 2 or 3 consecutive bad decisions on the overtime goal.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It was a tough look for him. But, I mean, you're a minute 40-something into a shift at 3-on-3, and it's a nightmare. And so, like, and I'm sure if you had you might not have had struts on today, but he talked a lot about how when you're exhausted like that, that's why you have structure. So that when you're tired, when you're jammed up, you can just rely on your structure. And Kane completely blew a coverage. Like, you stay with your guy, and he just let the guy walk right to the front of the net, and that was the difference right there. So, yes, a couple of really tough mistakes, but really deep into a shift. And I thought that Vegas did a really – they were smart, man. They knew those guys were gassed. And if they didn't have the perfect look, they just turned around and went back and made those guys regroup and transition and never let them get to the bench. I thought they did a great job of ramming it down the Oilers' throats when they were stuck out on the ice.
Yeah, and the thing was, the Oilers, I thought, like, for the longest stretch, like, neither team gave up much. It kind of seemed like a playoff game. It was back and forth, and you're right, you know, Edmonton was always playing catch-up, and that ultimately ended up being the difference in the game for them. And I don't think they played poorly by any stretch of the imagination, but maybe that's kind of what you expect from a playoff game, but obviously you got to get out in front if you can. They go into Arizona tonight into an arena that's not an NHL arena, but we had Tyson Nash on, and the players are raving. I guess the ice is great, super fast. The atmosphere in that building, I've had a lot of Texers who have been there. They said it was great. Like, for atmosphere-wise, it's great. It's obviously not an NHL-size arena. No one could debate that. It's not an ideal solution. I think we can all agree with it, but that's all they have. And they've done very well there. They got the eighth best home points percentage in the NHL, better than the Oilers. They've beaten a lot of good teams. Heck, the Boston Bruins, who have beaten everybody for fun, couldn't win in Arizona. So
yeah.
Now they did play yesterday and lost to Colorado. So it is, although it was an afternoon game, but still they had to play there. So there's, rest, and it's their third game in four nights tonight for Arizona. So, the schedule maker is benefiting Edmonton today, whereas tomorrow they will be playing their third game in four nights and on the second half of back-to-back, and that obviously will benefit Vegas.
And against a darn good Vegas team. I mean, the Arizona thing, man, like if it were for a year, you'd be like, oh, okay, novelty item while they're waiting. Oh, neat. Glass half full rather than being a negative Nelly, right? Just look at it for what it is, college atmosphere, have fun with it, ha, 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 right? It's not for a year. How's revenue looking? Like, it's not. It's a terrible situation. They're going to make the best of it, and good for them, but it's not an ideal situation, and business-wise, and for the league and revenues. And I mean, they're doing everything they can to make a go of it in this massive media market in the United States, but it's just been a slog. So I don't want to be all negative about it, but it's a novelty item. Novelty items shouldn't last for more than a one-off season while you're waiting for your brand new, big, beautiful building to be ready to go and rock and roll, right? That's not what this is.
No, this is
not
first
ideal.
Of all, they haven't even 100% got the building because they have the vote in May, right? So,
but that's the problem.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
It'd be a lot easier, Gregor, to just be like, "Oh yeah, have some fun with this. Everyone have a sense of humor and just enjoy it because it's no good."
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: if that vote is a no by the public,
yeah,
then I think that could be the end of hockey in Arizona. I really do. Because I don't think the other 31 owners, because they're propping up the team. Make no mistake. That's what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're propping up that team. And they're not going to sit there and say, okay, wait, now you want us to wait to go through the whole process again and start from scratch? That might be a five-year venture. We're not doing that. I think you could possibly see a relocation this summer if that vote is a no in May.
Oh, could you imagine? Where are we looking? Atlanta?
Well, what's funny? You mentioned
Houston?
That. I keep hearing Atlanta, but the one that makes the most sense is Kansas City. Makes the most sense. Got that facility's great. You don't have a massive competition in the market. They would love another team in that market. And it's in the central time zone. Right now, so is Houston. But the last report talking about that right now, Houston isn't overly enamored about wanting to own the team. They would definitely have him as a tenant, but no NHL team wants to be a tenant in a rink. You can't make a go of it. Right. So, I Atlanta, it's funny because they've heard that it's in like this third location in Atlanta, allegedly. And you're just like, are you kidding me? Like how many times? So, the most ready available arena is Kansas City. And I think that's a market that actually would make sense for them.
Gary Bettman, I mean, he just can't wrap his head around not being in the, what is it? What's Arizona? Is it the fourth biggest media market in the country? I think it's close to that, right? And
Houston's the fourth, right? I think Arizona's seventh.
No. Really?
So,
like Phoenix?
I think it is. Yeah.
That whole area? Anyway.
Yeah.
Point being, he's had a hard time wrapping his head around the idea that the NHL wouldn't be there in a media market that big. So, and it's been a constant scramble, right? So, I don't know. While Bettman's at the helm, I think they're just going to keep trying to make it work over and over and over again. There's probably been worse situations they've been in, and then they've lasted.
Fair. But this one, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of anything that compares to this. Like, this has been going on for a long time. So,
pretty dire.
I think the May vote might be the final hurrah for that. I don't know what the date of that May vote is for the Texers who are saying, hey guys, is the vote before the draft lottery? Well, the draft lottery is May 7th. So they've basically got 6 days for it to be before. I'd have to look up to see. I haven't seen anywhere that the date was announced on that vote, but I could look into it. And so are you suggesting that, oh, if the vote's afterwards, magically Arizona would win? But the way Arizona's playing, they played themselves out of the Connor Bedard, right? Like, they, it doesn't work for them. They've been just winning too much. Like, they're down to, I think they're down to, like, 4% or something. So, it's not ideal. Oh no, sorry. They're at 7.5% still. So they're not completely out of it yet. And I think they had their little run, Shogger, but they are now 0-2-2 in their last four. I think that they had that great run, but I think the Coyotes might
just enough to pooch themselves, eh?
Well, they're not going to get in the bottom four. They're too far out of it, right? Chicago, Columbus, San Jose, and Anaheim, those are the bottom four teams. They're separated by 3 points. That's arguably the tightest race right now in the NHL. If you compare playoff races in the East or the West, that's the tightest race.
Just seeing online here, in pre-production, Young Guns 3 on IMDb, Alias Billy the Kid, it's called. Starring Christian Slater, Emilio Estevez, and Lou Diamond Phillips.
Ooh.
Emilio Estevez is directing it.
Okay.
And his character is Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh.
Yeah, that was Slater.
Yes.
Chavez.
That was a wicked theme song.
Oh, buddy. Young Guns 1. But Young Guns was one of my favorite movies for the longest time. It was
and Christian Slater wasn't in Young Guns 1?
No.
No, you had like. Young Guns 1? Who's the star?
There is Emilio Estevez, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen died, right? Dermot Mulroney was in that one as well. What's the other? Casey something. I can never remember his last name.
Casey Simasco?
Is that it? Okay.
Casey Simasco.
Yeah, he was Charlie.
Mulroney, Charlie Sheen, Lou Diamond Phillips, Kiefer Sutherland, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. But
Young Guns is. Remember when they're in the spirit world and it's they're talking weird? Oh, it was one of my favorite scenes, man. So good.
Blaze of Glory, that's the song by John Bon Jovi.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a great soundtrack, man. If you haven't seen Young Guns, then you haven't lived. Have not lived. So. The Tempe vote, I'm looking it up. It looks like it's May 28th or 9th. So,
okay.
Not before the draft lottery.
But clarity before, you know, June. Anyway.
Yeah. Very true. Shogger, enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, this was awful, by the way. Like, we have good days, and we have mediocre days, and we have awful days, and this was awful today.
I do want to read this text. Rashogger sounded like Cletus yelling for Randine on The Simpsons.
Was that not loving enough?
It's just funny. Oh, my goodness. It's totally funny.
But she nailed it. Like, she nailed it.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's good trust. Like, if she wouldn't have got the answer, like, you really put her on the spot.
I know.
She came through.
Oh, it would have been brutal. Brutal,
oh,
hey?
Nice. It's nice.
I won't blame you if you don't invite me back tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see.
See you, buddy.
Depends how the game goes. Ryan Schaug from TV.